You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian, and this is the show where for the next hour I'll be playing you some songs I found this week and just talking about my week and just sort of hanging out for the next hour. But at the top of our hour here, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. So for my first track this week, I've got a track called Excuse Me, I Think There's Tears in My Slurpee by Tiger Reilly here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back. And that last track was Nameless Nameless Faceless by Courtney Barnett here on CJSF 90.1 FM. The weather's getting super, super nice. It's feeling like it's really spring already. I mean, it is spring, but I've been getting out a lot now. I'm back recovering from a bit of an injury from skating, but sort of like me sort of recovering is come in line with the weather getting better, so I'm quite happy to be skating every day. And I've been skating this, like, my local park is the Britannia Courts, and if you're not familiar with the courts, they're like, it's like this really cool use of an old an old tennis court that they've sort of co-opted into a like a DIY skate park. And basically, it's just a bunch of like wooden box features painted green and pink, and sort of an open space for people to skate and like move around obstacles as they please. I kind of got involved a little bit this past weekend with sort of the DIY aspect of the courts. I've always wanted to go do it, but I've always been busy. But they had a, you know, now that spring's rolling around and the space is being used a little bit more, they had like a bit of a work party. They call it the courts cleanup, where, you know, they take out some of the rotting obstacles. There was this ledge with a huge hole in it. I kept on getting my wheels stuck in it, so I'm very happy they fixed it. But yeah, it was quite fun to be part of this little work party. We like took out like a whole like bank and put in a new quarter pipe, swept everything. They fed us burritos, and I made friends with someone who kind of takes part in the organizing. Pretty good friends. We exchanged numbers too. Pretty pleased to have a new skate friend. But, you know, we kind of got to talking, and I've seen her on courts before, but just sort of talking about like the future of the space. And if you don't know, the Britannia Community Centers received like a big grant, and they're going to have a, they're going to renovate their space, which is really great for the community center. But sort of like a couple of years ago, and this was sort of a plan to be set in motion, but the Britannia courts, like the DIY skate park, was not in that plan. So they did a lot of lobbying to make sure that, like, yeah, this is a space they, you know, they want to preserve, as it's a pretty important space for people sort of skating around like the commercial drive area. But I was talking to my friend Selwyn about this. And he was telling us about how important these sort of work parties are to showing the city and showing the community that, like, the space matters. And, you know, the Britannia courts are super commended for, like, these work parties on teaching, like, how to build features and learning how to use, like, power tools and, like, building things. And just sort of, like, having sort of, like, a work party in general is just sort of, like, a way to bring the community together, and sort of everybody gets a say on what the park looks like, because it very much is like this fantasy skate park, where, I mean, I think there's also just generally like a lot of very crafty people in Vancouver, but definitely has some like pretty incredible features for a DIY skate park. I've been to a similar DIY in Victoria called Fernwood. I don't know a lot about Fernwood, so, you know, I might be sort of a little bit ignorant here, but the Britannia courts definitely seems very deliberate in how they pick obstacles. And man, it's a DIY skate park with like a huge hip, like, which is just like two very tall banks, like, that have like a sharp corner there, or not a sharp corner, but a corner to like ollie over. And they have two huge hubbas, which are these big, if you can imagine it, two very tall sloped down ledges, which is not really something that you see at like a do-it-yourself park. It's usually just a bunch of like, and, you know, I'm sort of referencing Fernwood. Fernwood sometimes kind of seems like people sort of make a bunch of like fun boxes, skate boxes and rails, and they kind of dump it there when they're not really using it anymore. So everything at court seems super deliberate. And yeah, I was talking to Selwyn about this, and, you know, what the space means to people, and how, like, it's funny that like courts is also sort of been sort of adamantly against sort of sponsoring and like having big companies come in and like maybe offer to like pay or build these obstacles for us, in that like it still like remains and holds on to its DIY roots. So definitely a very cool space for any of you skaters who somehow have not heard of the courts. You should definitely go check it out. But on to some more music over here. For my next track here, I'm going to go to a quick PSA. Actually, I'm going to go to a quick PSA first. But when we come back, I'll be back with US Girls for American Dollars here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Bird Note. Kingbirds are robin-sized flycatchers that excel at plucking insects from the air. They'll even tackle prey as big as cicadas. Finding well-camouflaged cicadas hidden among the leaves is hard work. But two species of kingbirds in Arizona found a shortcut, stealing them from cicada killer wasps. Scientists noticed that cassins and thick-billed kingbirds gather near cicada killer burrows. The female wasps, nearly 2 inches long, paralyze the cicadas and bring them to their burrows for their young to eat. The cicada is almost as big as the wasp, so a wasp flying with a cicada is vulnerable to attack. A kingbird will dart from a perch and try to wrestle the cicada away like a pirate of the skies. The thick-billed kingbird has a beak big enough to crunch a cicada's hard exoskeleton, says researcher Joe Quello. But Cassin's kingbirds have to beat their prey against a branch first. Even if the wasps make it past the kingbirds, they risk ambush on the ground from an even bigger thief, roadrunners. All told, the wasps have about a 50-50 chance of making it home with their cargo intact. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Shake down. action seems to follow feeling, but really, action and feeling go together. And by regulating action, which is under the more direct control of the will, we can indirectly regulate the feeling, which is not. Thus, the sovereign voluntary path to cheerfulness, if our spontaneous cheerfulness be lost, is to sit up cheerful.
Saturday, 12:34, May 6, 19...
Society.